Romans 12. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I was recognizing, since we've been on this journey, how our finances have changed. And according to the world standards, it's not been for the better. But I'm seeing things a little differently now, that how much we had in liabilities to afford the things of life, how they encumbered us, pulled us down, how I had to work many hours to afford those things, and how God's been basically little by little taking those things away from us and the importance of them. They don't have that importance anymore. We still need to live and survive. We still have to work for our living. But I think that's part of what he's talking about here, not being conformed to this world, is learning to see what things are really important, the eternal things, because the things here in this world that we're so easily conformed to, if we're not paying attention, are temporal, as you guys all know. I'm not telling you anything new, but God wants us to let go of the stuff that's here. And like I say, ever since we've been on this journey, this path, that stuff, we have been learning how to let go more and more. And it's to our freedom and to His glory more than anything else. This is just another day of atonement. Not just another day. What I mean is, this is another day to stop and be mindful. It says it's a time of solemn rest, but there's also more to that word solemn that we heard today, and I'm sure Richard will explain that. It's a serious time, and yet it's an important time to contemplate and to review our lives, see if we're doing everything right before Him.